The landscape is changing in West Central Illinois. Small towns that once hummed with life now seem to be fading away. But a woman in one of those towns is making sure people remember her community's glory days. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story for our first installment of the Forgottonia Files.
It's pretty quiet on the downtown square in Plymouth. Plymouth Park in the town center is nearly empty. So are the few remaining businesses. Some buildings are boarded up. Parking is not a problem. The steel gray water tower standing over the park looks like a relic from a bygone era. Mary Fairchild Bunny says the town has seen better days.
I always think about the scene in Fried Green Tomatoes when they go back to the town.
Hey, Evelyn, somebody stole my house.
After you see in the past how busy and thriving it was with the railroad track and the restaurant, and then you see nothing, and the last house is torn down. It's just weeds and brambles and whatever.
Bunny has lived in Plymouth her entire life.
I just have a funny feeling it's going to be like that someday. It'd be dirt paths going around what used to be a square.
You consider that sort of a shame, a loss for America and for the Midwest?
I don't know if it's a lot. It's just, that's just the way it is. That's how evolution, you peak, and then you're going to decline. And I don't think there's anything to do to stop it. There are no magic jobs. There's no magic, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that's going to save it. Just keep what you have, protect it, preserve it, share it, and go on.
Bunny is protecting Plymouth's past by preserving the evidence. Her project is called The Forgotten Photos of Plymouth. Bunny says it started with one of those crumbling buildings on the square. It was about to be torn down, and Bunny knew it once belonged to a photographer.
And boxes of his negatives were found in the building. It had been there for 40 years. No roof on the building, so many of them were destroyed.
Many negatives that could be salvaged were brittle and fragile, so Bunny scanned them and converted them to positive images.
And we found some really cool pictures of the square from the 50s and the 60s, and so that's how it grew from there. And then people have given me pictures, yearbooks, scrapbooks, and everything. So that's how the Forgotten Photos started.
Sort of a labor of love for you?
Yes, just to preserve the history, just to show kids that there used to be something here.
Bunny says the photographer was Bob Cox. She calls him the town photographer. He did family portraits, shot yearbook photos, and more. He also worked for the local newspaper. Bunny says one of her favorite people from Plymouth's past was also a news person. Her name was Harriet White.
The way she writes is very Victorian. It's very descriptive. You know, she adds lots of fluff, and it's just fun to read. Like, she will take the most plain wedding and make it the most elaborate event, or she'll take somebody who passes away, will be maybe the town drunk, but she'll make them the most interesting person that you've ever read about.
Bunny says Harriet White lived from 1898 to 1977. One of the forgotten photos shows White with her boyfriend, George Lawton.
And his mother refused to allow them to get married, so they were boyfriend and girlfriend for their lifetimes, and they were always together, and they're buried next to each other out at the Plymouth Cemetery.
Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted.
Plymouth teemed with life in the 1950s and 60s when it was a typical American small town. Bunny says it had grocery stores, a drugstore, an implement dealership, and more. She says some residents farmed, others worked in town or at factories in nearby towns. Bunny treasures a photo from that era. It shows a parade during the town's annual Old Settlers' Day Festival in 1956.
The square was just packed with people. They were in their Sunday best, and there was the princesses for the Old Settlers pageant were on the hood of a 1956 car. And it was one of the first ones I converted to positive image, and it's still my favorite.
Plymouth's fortunes began to change in the 70s. The number of family farms dwindled, factories moved south, and people started leaving. And they're still leaving. The census done in 2000 showed Plymouth's population was 562. Now it's down to 475. Why does Bunny stay?
Well, I'm the fifth generation to live in the house that I live in, and I feel like an obligation to keep it in the family. I mean, there's been times when it's been out of the family, but that's the main, I don't think, if we didn't have a house in town, well, I think we would probably move on to Quincy or Macomb.
Bunny says the scene has played out in small towns throughout West Central Illinois. She says you can drive through any number of communities and see downtowns that have basically been abandoned. And while Bunny is realistic about Plymouth's future, she won't let people forget its past. There's a Facebook page for the Forgotten Photos of Plymouth, and she exhibits the photos during events such as Old Settlers Day, which will be celebrated for the 130th time this summer. Bunny says she's been told she brought pride back to Plymouth, though that's not what she set out to do. Bunny says she just wanted to share some cool photos that she found.
Let people share the memories and just open up those doors of communication.
And that's what she's done with the Forgotten Photos of Plymouth, while also giving us a glimpse at what small-town life was like in West Central Illinois not all that long ago. For the Forgottonia Files, I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.